Five Poems by Laura Paul. Certain Occasions. Find a new use for something every day. Wear your suffering like a long-lost pearl necklace. You can even string it around your neck, or if you prefer, hide it away in a top drawer. But don't forget to take it out, let it breathe and see the sunlight. If nothing else, at least for certain occasions. When the family dies. Was it caught in the floorboards like the rat we laid out traps for? And when I was younger, even in my innocence, I still wondered what was crawling underneath our house, just deep enough down beneath the foundation to be out of sight and never spoken of. But when the family dies, a grave must be dug. Just look at all the secrets hidden here in the soil. So much dirt must come up before it can be laid to rest. Change of address. You try to put in a change of address after the move, but before your parents broke the news. On the hold line, you can't figure out why you have to be rerouted when everything you've subscribed to is owned by Condé Nast, and can't they pull your new location from the same database? You wonder if you should just give up getting anything printed, sent to your new apartment. But it makes you feel good to get something in the mail, at least every now and then. Something about it feels like home. That which is to be revealed. Apocalypse means that which is to be revealed. Crazy meaning to have cracks in it. A mess comes from a full table, servings, dishes, and plates, food that covers the whole gamut. Full, pregnant, with cracks in it, balsamic. Breaking down, which comes before, that which is to be revealed. I want to blame you. I want to blame you for cracking me open like a skull, my skull, when it hits bone or headboard, so dizzy and unconscious and faint, it can be only love. But then why so violent? The ripping away from everything I'd known, the lives and the safety in a family that wasn't safe. Did you really break all that apart? All that was mine? Not why, but how were you able?